We are so excited to welcome to the show our very special guest from two-time Grammy-nominated, Dove Award-winning Sanctus Reel, Mark on the drums. Good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, let's just get it out of the way. The band name, Sanctus Reel, how often does it get mispronounced?
How often does it get mispronounced? Fairly regularly. You know, we've been a band for, this is actually our 18th year, and I think I could probably count more times than not that, you know, it's been mispronounced in some way or another or misunderstood. We're finally, after almost two decades, finally getting to the point that people actually know what the band is called. it's taken quite a journey to get there.
So do people, now that they can correctly pronounce it, do people know what it means?
Apparently not. That's still the first thing that everybody asks us. So,
so for anyone who may not know, the correct pronunciation is?
Well, see, it gets tricky. So we say Sanctus Reel. Okay, that's what we named the band back when we were little kiddos.
And right. Are you going to take us somewhere Latin?
Yeah. The proper pronunciation, I've got to acknowledge it. It's actually Sanctus. And it's Latin for holy. That's where we get words like sanctified and sanctuary. So when I came across that word when I was 18 when we started this band, you know, I saw it and right away I thought it was like sanctuary, sanctified. So I thought it was Sanctus, you know. So that's what we said, and that's just kind of what it's been for 18 years now. And I think, you know, people that are coming from like a Catholic background, we're probably driving them crazy. you know, because they actually... They sing, at the end of the liturgy, they sing, like, holy, holy, holy to the Lord, but they sing it in Latin, so they're, you know, singing, Sanctus, 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 and, you know, so they know better, and we're apparently not as bright, so whatever.
I think you should incorporate that just in your encores at your live performances. Just bring it back.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe we should make... We'll consider that.
Well, this is the seventh studio album for Sanctus Reel. It's called The Dream. And can you tell us a little bit about the record?
Yeah, absolutely. Seventh record. It's really kind of a crazy thing to say that.
Yeah.
Really makes me feel thankful. You know, just really thankful that we're still here and God's still using this thing, these five goofy guys. And, I think this record's kind of a landmark for us, which I'm also, I feel pretty proud to say that after seven records, we're still, you know, hitting these points where we feel like, wow, we might have made our best one yet. You know, I think we all feel that way about this one. This time around, I think there was one song that we pulled in a friend on. Other than that, like the whole record was written within the band, and it really kind of came as a result of all of us, you know, just sitting down in a room together and just praying and then... All right, let's go for it. You know, what's God got for us today? And that was just really a refreshing experience and revitalizing experience for us. Mm-hmm. And just really feel like we all feel confident that we're saying through this record what the Lord put on our heart to say. And that's a good feeling. And we even got to record it here at home. Our singer, Matt, had just built a home studio. And so we had as much time as what we needed. We could, you know, got to spend as many hours a day as we wanted working on this thing. And I can say it's a legitimate labor of love. It's come out really great.
Well, it sounds like it. I mean, writing it with your band brothers and at home and recording it at home, it sounds like an inspired process and collaboration all around. Do you have a favorite song on the new album?
You know, it's, man, because we're so proud of the whole thing, it's hard to pick one. I would say, you know, there's a song that's called I Need You. Mm-hmm. And from a lyrical standpoint, the message of the song is just basically like a worship song. But musically, it's actually probably the most funky rock and roll jam we've maybe ever put on an album. It's just a lot of fun. And sonically, it's very new territory for us. It just makes for a fun track, something that feels fresh for us that we've never... I don't think we've ever done anything like that before. So, yeah. So that's kind of a standout track for me. That's one of my favorites for sure.
Oh, well, we'll look forward to hearing that one. Our favorite, naturally, is the one that we're hearing the most on Life Songs right now, Lay It Down.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about that song?
you know, the whole project, the idea of the dream is just really, all of us have dreams. If you're not completely honest with where your motives are, it could be just your own dream, and it might not necessarily be what God has for you exactly. And what we really started to realize was the dream isn't all this stuff. It's God himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as he is the number one desire of our hearts and the one that we're seeking first, everything else falls into place.
Mm-hmm.
And the first step of that is to lay it all down. The first step of that is a place of surrender and to acknowledging everything that you've got in your heart, good and bad, and just laying it all down before the Lord and just saying, God, what is of you here and what is not? You know, take away whatever is not. And that's where the song Lay It Down came from. That's why I wanted it to be the first single, because we feel like that's step one of fulfilling the dream, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's great. We love the message. We love the song. I'm sure you're going to hear a lot of people singing along with it when you play it on tour this fall. You're on the road with Franny again, then Josh Wilson, then you're doing a Christmas tour in December. So when you're on the road, you know, you mentioned Christian music earlier. I know for a lot of people, the comfort is being able to hear a local Christian radio station. Do you have a comfort item? Do you bring something from home with you? Do you seek out those stations so you can hear your music? Do you seek out the best latte in every city that you go through? What's your piece of home, your comfort when you're on the road?
Oh, man. You know, it's going to make you laugh. So I have this, like, peculiar habit that I've had since I was a kid. It's peanut butter.
Really?
Like, yeah, I know. It's weird. It's really weird.
No, peanut butter is awesome.
That's so American when of I was you, yeah.
Yeah, when I was a kid, Mom put a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my lunch every day. And to this day, now I've kind of evolved a little bit. I've grown up and matured a little bit over the years, and now I have it for breakfast in the form of toast. I make myself peanut butter and jelly toast. Just had some a couple hours ago. And so, yeah, so on the road, something about going back to that PB&J sandwich and sitting down with, you know, I mean, these days it's a cup of coffee. You know, when I was a kid, it was probably a glass of milk or whatever. But, you know, a cup of coffee and PB&J, and I'm at home. No matter where I am, I got that little setting there. That's my comfort food.
You know what? That perfectly leads into our life song's lightning round.
Mm-hmm.
Is that peanut butter
crunchy
or smooth?
I prefer the smooth.
Ah, okay.
Crunchy's so okay.
Crunchy's
I'm not
okay.
Anti-crunchy, but I prefer the smooth.
You're maturing. You're maturing to toast in the morning with peanut butter from the sandwich. Maybe the crunch will come soon, too.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
We have a few other questions in our lightning round for you if you think you're up for them.
Okay.
All right, coffee
sure.
Or tea?
Coffee.
Summer or winter?
Gosh, if it's winters like we had in Ohio last year, heck no. So, yeah, I'll say summer, even though I hate sweating, but whatever.
All right, waffles or pancakes?
Oh, boy. Pancakes.
Okay. What about Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram?
I'm up on my Facebook more than anything else.
Right.
Yeah, I kind of get annoyed with Facebook, but yet I still check it, like, you know, every day.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why.
It's a part of life these days. All right, well, Facebook it is. Okay.
Dog or cat?
Dog.
What about beach or mountains?
Man.
We're making you
partial
think today.
I'm going to say, I know. I'm a somewhat indecisive person. That's probably a bad game for me to play. I'm going to say mountains.
So you said you're indecisive. Are you a middle child by any chance?
Nope. I'm actually the oldest in my family.
Oh, you need to be making all those decisions.
Yeah, you would think, right?
All right. Well, thanks again for taking time to join us this morning. What is next for you guys?
Oh, man. Well, you know, the record just came out. Excited about that, really. And
yeah. Well, we love it. Everything that we've heard so far, we're really excited for y'all. Thank you again for taking a break from your peanut butter toast this morning to join us.
Yeah. No problem. Thank you for having me on.
Have a great day. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks.